7:46. It's a Monday. It's your second day of February, James Timberlake.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing pretty good.
Doing pretty good. Have a good weekend?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Beautiful weather.
Yeah, pretty much.
A little chilly, a little windy.
It was a little chilly. Cold the early part, yeah. But for the most part, it was pretty nice.
Yeah, ended up pretty good pretty much yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So today, we'll get to Groundhog Day here in just a second, because it is that.
Yep.
So let's look at the date book today. On this date, 1903, in an advertisement, quote, "I am prepared to do all kinds of plain and fancy sewing on short notice and at reasonable prices. Mrs. F.M. Canton of Buffalo." I love it. And then in 1846, John Fremont court-martialed for mutiny and disobeying orders. Wow. And 1876, the Secretary of Interior reports that Sitting Bull's band has not reported to the reservation.
Right.
And in 1925, the U.S. District Court convened in Casper for the very first time. So a lot of these are all Wyoming history. In fact, they all are Wyoming history. Want to get a little Wyoming history in our repertoire of things.
Right? Definitely.
Yeah. Today is California Kiwi Fruit Day.
Sure.
Okay. Change your windshield wipers. Yeah. Because you know what's going to happen. First rain. And you're going to go, oh, man, these things are terrible.
Yeah.
And, of course, James, it's Sled Dog Day. Tater Tot Day.
Love tater tots.
I love tater tots, yeah. Self-renewal.
I'm more of a tater tot person than a french fry person, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Self-renewal. Do some self-renewing. Self-renewal
sure.
Day. Okay.
Yeah.
Why not? It is Groundhog Day, James. Groundhog Job Shadow Day, too, as well. Hedgehog Day. Marmot Day.
Mm-hmm.
All
mm-hmm.
of those days. He saw his shadow this morning.
Yes, he did.
So, six more weeks
six
of winter, which we need anyway.
Yeah, that was kind of the hope.
So, six more weeks doing shisu here. And also today, we're going to give you some groundhog facts, James. More than you ever.
Groundhog facts, okay.
Groundhog facts, more than you ever thought possible. Groundhog is a woodchuck. Common term. Same animal.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's so special about February 2nd? Celestial speaking, Groundhog Day is a cross-quarter day, about halfway between the winter solstice in December and the vernal equinox in March.
Mm-hmm.
And is celebrating the cultures at midpoint of winter. So what goes on in a groundhog burrow in winter? Not much. They go into profound hibernation, greatly reducing their metabolic rate, and their body temperature drops to just a few degrees above freezing. And their heart rate, like, virtually zero.
Yeah. So they're really...
They're waking
up Punxsutawney Phil.
They are literally probably the animal that most goes into deep hibernation.
Mm-hmm.
Groundhog is about 20 inches long, normally weighs 12 to 15 pounds. Punxsutawney Phil is 20 pounds. See, he's not suffering.
That's got to be an annoying wake-up call for
and 22 inches. 22 inches long, yeah. Groundhog's diet, greens, fruits, veggies, very little water. Most of their liquid comes from dewy leaves. I don't know what a dewy leaves is.
I don't know what that is either.
I don't either. Insects don't bother groundhogs.
Okay.
They are resistant to plagues that can wipe out other large animals. Groundhogs are one of the few animals that they do really hibernate. They go into a deep sleep, deep coma, actually. Young groundhogs are usually born in mid-April or May, and by July, they're able to go out on their own. The size of a litter is usually between 4 and 9.
Okay.
A baby groundhog is called a... what?
I don't know.
Kit.
A kit. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Now, this is interesting. Average lifespan, 6 to 8 years.
That's longer than I would have thought.
Punxsutawney was first settled by the Delaware Indians in 1723, and its name comes from the Indian name for the location, Punxsutawney, which means town of the sandflies.
Town of the sandflies.
Yeah, there's some you didn't know.
Okay.
All right. The name woodchuck also has Indian origins, coming from the legend of Wojak the groundhog.
Okay.
In case you didn't know where Punxsutawney is, it's in western Pennsylvania, about 80 miles northeast of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
The groundhog's full name is actually Punxsutawney Phil, seer of seers, sage of sages, prognosticator of prognosticators, and weather prophet extraordinaire. You'll hear them say that if you watched that this morning. They say that, actually, that whole thing.
It's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful.
I don't know if there's a more famous...
I know, right?
Like, mascot for a day.
According to official lore, Punxsutawney Phil is over 135 years old, having made predictions since 1887. But NOAA, National Oceanic Service, says he's only right about 40% of the time over the last decade. So they said you might as well, you're better off flipping a coin.
Right. Yeah, that's...
There's six more weeks of winter no matter what we do. Whether we get snow or not, there's six more weeks.
We're just doing it for the fun now.
Doing it for the fun. Yeah, let's do it for the fun.
I wonder how many people are like... People from across the pond or whatever look at that and they're like, what do they do?
Now listen to this.
Why do they do that?
Well, the Bill Murray movie.
Right.
Okay. 1993 movie, Groundhog Day at Cobbler's Knob. Saw only before that event, before that movie, they'd get a couple thousand people. After the film, crowds swelled to over 30,000 people, turning that town into a global tourist destination.
That makes sense.
Because of that movie.
They go to, I guess it's Punxsutawney, and then they're like, all right, we're here for the ground dog. Now we don't know what else to do.
Yeah. Well, they got quite a lineup of things that they do there. But anyway. So there you go, James. A little bit of groundhog action there today. The cross quarter day, midway.
Punxsutawney's got a 5,500 population number.
Right. And they swelled over 30,000.
That is a tiny town.
Yep. That's very famous.
Yeah.
Birthdays today on Groundhog Day. Dwayne Dog the Bounty Hunter Chapman is 74 today. Model Christy Brinkley is 72, and Shakira is 49. In 1653, let's get the numbers right, New Amsterdam, present-day New York City, is incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
It was incorporated as New York City at first. It was New Amsterdam. 1848, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo is signed, ending the Mexican warrant, setting up the purchase of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California for $15 million from Mexico.
We got a deal there.
Yeah, we did. That was in 1848. 1870, the Cardiff Grant, supposedly the petrified remains of a human discovered on a farm in Cardiff, New York, is revealed to be nothing more than gypsum. Okay. Oops. Lie detector. First used in court in 1935 on this date in Portage, Wisconsin.
Okay.
All right.
Sure. I've been trying to figure out other, like, towns that are basically... So, like, they base their entire...
Existence
mainly one, like, either story or thing. And Punxsutawney is obviously one of them with Punxsutawney Phil. The only other one that I could think of would be like Point Pleasant, West Virginia, which is like Mothman. That's like their big thing.
Oh.
So they have like a huge... I remember they have a big Mothman statue, And like anywhere you go in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, they have like some sort of like restaurants have the Mothman pizza or like the Mothman shake or whatever.
Okay.
And I can't think of like those are the only two that I can think of.
Well,
which is interesting.
You're one up on me.
There you go.
Okay.
Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
All right. How about a list of things today, James? Everything with secret purposes that you didn't know about.
Sure.
Okay. The hole in a pen cap.
The hole in a pen
cap? Ever seen that?
Oh, yeah.
That tiny hole on top of the ballpoint pen cap is actually a safety feature. So if the cap gets swallowed by accident, air can pass through it.
That makes sense.
Wow.
Good idea.
Didn't know that. The 57 on Heinz bottle shows the sweet spot. The raised 57 on the glass is actually a tactical guide. Tapping the number at a single angle lets the ketchup flow better than hitting the bottle's bottom. Heinz confirmed this tip. So once you try it, you'll probably stop smacking your hand at the bottom.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know the last time I used a glass Heinz bottle.
Okay. Well, if you ever do,
years.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tap the 57. Okay, tap the 57. The arrow by your gas gauge.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that is?
No, but I know what you're talking about.
Well, now you're going to learn something, James. It shows you where the gas cap is.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. I know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shows you where the gas tank is.
Yeah, if you're looking at, then you know which side to park on.
Right.
Yeah, I knew that.
Because how many people forget that?
I was just assumed it was on the left side until somebody showed me a card that was like, hey, it's on the right.
Okay.
Like, oh.
How about this? The hole in spaghetti spoons is a pasta portioner.
Spaghetti spoons?
Yeah. The round hole in a spaghetti server is sized to measure one serving of dry spaghetti. So you slide the dry noodles through until the hole is full. It's roughly one portion. It won't be exact, but it's close.
Huh.
Wow, didn't know that. And toothpaste is...
I didn't know these were specific spaghetti spoon.
Right. Oh, yes. And toothpaste isn't just for brushing teeth. It's a mild cleaner. Removing scuffs on shoes. Polishing tarnished silver. The abrasion helps lift stains without being too harsh.
Mm-hmm.
Non-gel. White toothpaste is usually best for those odd jobs. Just don't get carried away with it. It's not made for everything.
Some of it has baking soda, and that stuff can be used on anything.
Right. Okay. A survey finds, James, that parents worry about their children how many hours a week?
16.
37 hours a week. 6 in 10 parents admit that sometimes the worry is so great, it leads to loss of sleep. Yeah, I believe that. 150 million of American flags are sold every year. With the bulk between May and July.
That makes sense.
I like
it. Yeah, 4th of July.
Okay. What was the automobile speed record for one running mile in 1906?
Ooh, 20 miles an hour.
Buddy?
Is it dead on?
127 miles per hour.
That's way faster than I would have thought.
That was way faster.
1907?
Yes.
Wow.
They had a motor that took that vehicle to 127.
They put the first airplane motor in there and say, hey, let's see if we can put it in a car.
Yeah. Here we go. We're going to fly into the next hour. 8 o'clock. Phil saw his shadow. 6 more weeks of winter. Let's hope we get some because not this week. 60s. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock.